Okay, today's daf is Demai, daf Nun Zayin, and we are on Nun Vamabei, second to last line. Today's shiur is sponsored, as long as with the Masechta Shiurim, by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Deborah Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So now we are still talking about cases where a Kohen is either selling or has some type of relationship with the field, and he wants to keep it from some of the Matnas Kahuna for himself. So says the Gemara had the cases yesterday where the Kohen says, I'm selling it, the Kohen's Machar Sadol Yisrael, he's selling it on Manas to the Maestros are mine, he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to be Mishayer Bikinyano, as we said. So today we're going to have a couple of permutations of that case. Says the Gemara, second to last line, Kohen Shemachar Sadol Yisrael. Vamarlo, a coin sold the field to Yisrael. Vamarlo, Manasseh, you call Maestros Hamaiso Shali, Hamaiso Shalo. Right, similar to what we had up above, that if the coin that sells it, then he wants the Almanas, he wants them to be his, so then he gets to be his. But here the Brisa adds, Mace, if that man dies, the man dies that the Malve, the Mocher is collecting, so Ein Labanim B'Maestros, his children don't have the same relationship. The children don't get the Maestros. It's not considered that he could just be Morish it. It's not his yet. And most it's Roy, even though usually Roy is Yarshin by the children, but this is even less than that. How is it less than that? What exactly is the mechanism here? So if we look in the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva in Baba Basra asked this, and they try to come up with some type of middle ground. This is not a regular asset that is yarshint, right? The Rashba asks, "V'im tomar is Baba Basra Sama Gimel Kivan Shemishayir Maka Meiser Im Kain." Since when he sells it, he leaves over for himself the Maka Meiser Im Kain Meis Amaylo Yitin Liyarshav. So why shouldn't it go to his children, right? If it's his, v'hakol sheyesh lo Morisha Labanav, everything that he has, he's marsh to his children. V'yirshu Yarshav Acharav. And the other Yarshim get afterwards. So why not? So V'yesh Lomar says the Rashba, and this is according from the Ramban, and Rabbeinu Yonah has something similar. Shezeh eino mishayer mamish bakam ma'aser. So it's not mamish leaving over that spot. Ella guf ko hasadeh lelokeachu. Really, he sold the whole field. He sold the whole field. Ella kedei sheyia. He's left over a part. Legabe, the Matnas Kahuna didn't even grow yet. Ela kadesha yeshiur peros, kiem lefanov, mishiur, kiem lefanov, mishayer makoma peros, lemaisrosov. Right, he leaves it a little bit over, lemaisrosov. Under the footnotes, it talks about, well, I don't understand this. Im gufkala sadalokeach, mao makoma peros, shu mishayer. It's hard, he's trying to come up with a case of, it's not even anything inherently, regarding the ground, it's the ground, legabe, what's gonna grow. Similar to, ukimishayer, peros dekel. Like Dekel LePerosav. I sell you a tree, Legabe, the fruit that are going to come out of it. So really, the tree is mine. But I'm just selling the future fruit, but I'm connecting it to something tangible so that it is not a Dover Shaloba LeOlam. So that's what Kumishai Peros Dekel. Shah Dekel LeLokeach Me'ata VeMachro Macher. I'm selling you the tree, and if you sold the tree to somebody else, it's sold. But I have claims to what comes out of the tree. So, and the Rashba struggles and says, one second, still I don't understand. Whatever he sold to himself, whatever he kept for himself, he should be able to be Moorish that. Av Yarshav Kain. So, again, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ramban in Babasra tried to deal with this question of what exactly he kept for himself and why wouldn't it automatically go down to his children. Rabbeinu Yonah writes there, "The given shelo hisker la haperos v'lo hamakom mashma shelo hisna ella al meiser haperos hayotzim b'chayav." That's what the umdana is. Unehi nami damrina d'shir makom meiser l'inyan shiyer shiro kayam avavada kivan shelo hisker makom asada al meiser hayotze b'chayav hisna. So again, trying to come up with some type of middle ground. So again, the Gemara says that a Kohen, if he says, I'm selling you this land, Almanas, that the Matnas are mine, so the Matnas are his. But if he dies, it does not go to the children. But continuing the Brisa, Li Ulebanai, what if he says, I want it for it to be mine or to my sons, Li Uliarshai, so he says it beferish, then it works. Yesh Leba Maestros, Ulebana Maestros, Uliarsha Maestros. Then all of his in Yarshim, again, interesting Lashon, that it says Yesh Lo, Ulebana B'maisros, right? And he says Labanav, his children, and Uli Yarshav, right? Those who yarshin, as if the children, is this banav meaning sons, bedafka, right? Is that, there's a special din of kam tachtov, that's a yesh nochalin sugya, that there's different ways that Yerusha works, which we'll talk about in a minute, but here the language, the specific language is banim and yarshim, right? Separated by those two. Good. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Yudin Bar Shalom. Boy kumi de Rabbi Yossi. Ad kadun bi yarshem shemid var Torah. I understand that this lashon works for d'oraisa yarshim. Afilu bi yarshem shemid midvar Torah. What about yarshim that are not dvar Torah? Does it work? So unclear how to read this Gemara. This is the end of the sugya. So does this mean lamaskana? Does the Gemara leave it as a question? Or the Gemara says it's a statement. Even yarshim that are not Mida Oraisa, right? So that's the question. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky has it as a question. Kishama Liva Liarshi, Mi Neima, De Yarshin Dvar Torah Niskaven, O Afilu, Bi Yarshim, Mi Derabanan. Even Yarshin, what's an example of a Yorish Derabanan? So says Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Kagon, Habal, She Yorish is Ishto, Mi Derabanan. Baal Yorishas Isto, Yerushas Habal. Assuming Yerushas Habal is Derabanan, so the question is, does that work here, if it is the woman that makes this deal, and then she dies, and her husband is going to get it, does he also have the deal? That is a major machlokas, we know, machlokas tanoim, whether Yerusha Zabal is Daraisa or not. Yerusha Zabal, a husband Yarshin, is a different type of Yerusha, because after all, it's not a blood relative. All other Yerusha goes through the blood. It's a blood relative, but the husband is a different type of Yerusha. So it's not blood, it's through marriage. So does that mean that Baal Yorish Zishto works very differently? Is he just the first because it's quantitative? Or there's something different? If you look at the language of Tosfos, first of all, what level is it? The Raisa Derabanan, which we'll talk about. But what level is it? So Tosfos uses the Lashon in Yesh Nochlin, right? All the sugyas of Yerusha there. If you look in Tosas Balbasa, Kuf Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, Tosas notes a halachic difference between Yerusha of others and Yerusha Sabal. So the question is, does that reflect something deeper? V'im Tomar, to ben Yoresh Beroi B'nichse Imo, a son Yarshin's Beroi, even what the mother does not have at the time of her death, even what's called Ra'ui, it's Magilo, it's something owed to her, Ubal Eina Yoresh. But the Baal is not Yoresh, Barawi, minalan de Baal kodem laben. So how do you know that a husband comes before a son? The Yesh Lomar, Kivan Shahabal, here's the important line in Tosis. Kivan Shahabal, Eno Yoresh Machmas Kurva, Ela Machmas She'erus, Shehen Chashuvin Kabasar Echad. That's the language of Tosis. But a husband does not Yoresh because of being related, but because of being she'erus, from the word she'er basar. You don't really have a translation for that. Because of flesh. What does that mean? Because they become one flesh, right? That is the question. So just like he's first for shar krovim, maybe he should be first for before that, to my lihai or my lihai. So just like he's before other krovim, because it's a different category, Tosfos seems to say. Different category of Yerusha. So that is a big topic in terms of how do you look at it? Is it she'erus? Or is it, you can look at it, others say it's a schus mamon, just like the other schusei mamon that the husband has with the wife. So this is also schus mamon or Yerusha. That's one way the Achronim say it. Or is it she'erus versus Yerusha, right? And the she'erus might be a schus mamon, because it's all this schusim flow from the fact that the husband and the wife are connected. So there could be various elements in terms of nafkaminas, in terms how do you look at it? And this question is whether you hold Yerusha Baal as daraisa or drabanan, right? The question, right? If you say it's, you might say it's connected. You might say if Yerusha Baal is daraisa, so then it could be that he's just like other yarshim, right? If you say it's drabanan, maybe it's just zchuyos, zchus mamoni that the husband is getting. Fine, that could be. Even if you say it's Daraisa and it's within Yerusha, it still might be have different connotations. Is it Daraisa? Is it Rabbanan? That's a major machlok, because many Rishonim, the Rashba and the Rif all say it's Yerusha Baal's Daraisa, but Rav Chaim Kanievsky here says Drabanan Kigon. So who's he quoting? He's quoting the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Yerusha Baal is Drabanan. He writes that in Hilchas Ishus in Perek Yud Beis, and he writes that in Hilchas Nachlis in Perek Vav. The Rambam assumes that Yerusha Zabal is Drabanan. Okay, so this is the the question or the statement, unclear, in the Gemara that the Yoresh, that he says, Veli Uli Yarshai, does that include even Yarshin that are Midrabanan? The Stipler's Ha'aris in the back, so he says, maybe there's another example of a Yoresh Drabanan, a Matnish Chiv Mira. Matnish Chiv Mira, maybe that's another example of a Yoresh Drabanan. Okay, so now we continue with the Brisa. What if the Kohen says, when he sells this land to the Israel, he doesn't say that all the maestros should be mine, but Shiyukala maestros shali, calls manshihu lefanav. What if he says all the maestros should be mine as long as it is in front of the Kona, as long as the buyer has it? As long as the buyer has it, I want the maestros to be mine. Good. So what does that mean? So you maestro shalo calls banshu lefanav. So fine, as long as he has it, then the maestros go back to the kohen. Mechara la acher. But what if the buyer sold it to someone else? Right? Reuven the kohen sold it to Shimon, and then Shimon sold it to a third party. Ain lo b'maestros. Then it's not lefanav anymore. It's not lefanav. So then he doesn't have any maestros. That was the tenai that he made. As long as you have it, you know, I get the maestros. Chazav alacham imenu. But what happens if he sold it and then he bought it back? The buyer sold it, and then he bought it back. Do you say that we go back to what was, and the seller, Kohen, has his rights back in the Matanos, in the Matnas Kuna, or do we say no? Once it was gone, once it wasn't Lefanov, then it's not Lefanov, and he loses it. And even if the buyer gets it back, the seller, Kohen, does not have his rights back. So Chazav Lachim Menu Machlokas. Tani Rabbi Chiya Ein Lo B'Maisrus. Rabbi Chiya says he does not get Maisrus. Doesn't have Maestros back. Tani Raboshia Yeshla Maestros. Machlokas and the Brises, whether he gets the Maestros back, whether he goes back to the state that was. And the Gemara says, maybe this Gufa is a Machlokas, parallel in Hilchas Gerishin. Asian Elaine Plugvasa, Kilain Plugvasa. Maybe this Machlokas is like the following Machlokas. The Tanina Tama, we learned in the Mishnah Mesechas Ksubis, Shamagarish, Saisha, Vechzira, if a person divorces his wife and then brings her back, he's Machzir Grushaso. Machzir Grushaso is allowed as long as nobody, she wasn't married in the interim. So Magarish, Saisha, Vechzira, Amanas Ksubasa, Rishon, Echzira. If he, Machzir Grushaso, and he does not write a new Ksuba. If he doesn't write a new ksuba, so then it's al condition, and the umdin is that he's using the same as the first ksuba. So he didn't pay the first ksuba yet. So amanas ksubas arishona hechzira. He brings her back based on the first ksuba. The question is, the first ksuba doesn't only have the basic ksuba, but there are tnai ksuba. There are conditions in the ksuba of responsibilities and the privileges. So does that also come back? If he's machzir grushaso, do you go back to the original state? So Gemara says, machlokas, tani Rabbi Chan and kumi Rabbi La, train Amorayim. Chad amar l'ksuba v'lo l'tznan. The first opinion says, she gets her ksuba back, but not all the conditions. That was lost. V'charana amar bein l'ksuba bein l'tznan. But the other opinion says, no, everything comes back, whether the ksuba or l'tznan. So the Gemara says, okay, maybe this is a parallel machlokas, right? If the buyer buys back the field, does the seller Kohen now have the rights again? It goes back to what it was or not? So we parallel. Man to amar l'ksuba v'lo l'tznan. According to the one who says that he gets the ksuba, the ksuba is in the second marriage, but all the conditions are not. We switch the girsa here. So that's saying that we don't go back to what was. So in our case, the Mocher Kohen would not have the Maisrus. But according to the one who says that everything comes back by the second marriage, we say Almanas Ksubasa Harishona Achzira, that includes the Tna'i Ksuba, and therefore we would say Yesh Lo B'Maisrus. So in our parallel case, he would, right, when the Kohen would get back his stake in the Maestros, right? When the buyer buys it back from who he sold it to, so then the original seller now gets the Matnas Kahuna again. So, parallel to each other, these two Machlokas. Machzir Grushaso is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's not counted as a mitzvah to be Machzir Grusha, but it is counted as a losase. It is counted as a losase if the situation is where there was a marriage in between. Right? That's what the Sechinuch says, the Tavkuf Pei. Shenimnanu milahachzir ha'isha acha shegirash nuha. V'nisseis la'acher. One is not allowed to marry the woman, his wife, after she is divorced and marry someone else. V'dafka nisseis onis arsa, only if there was nisuin or erisin in between. Aval zinsa acha shegirash mutalachzir. If there was a znus, an illicit relation, while she was unmarried, so then he can't take her back. V'al zeh ne'emar, this is the pasuk in Kiseitse. Lo yucha bala harishon asher shalcha lashuv lekachtav, shilcha. The bala harishon who sent her out, and I'll let her take her again. V'zeh yidaber acher shenisis la'acher, kamo she'amar tchila, v'holcha v'haysa le'ish acher. She went to another man. D'ilu kodem shetinase, mutu lachzira, v'gam roi la'asos kein, im eina risha. So in the mitzvah, it says it's appropriate to be machzor grusha. So if there was no good reason why he divorced her in the first place, im ein arisha, v'chul. That's the chinah. Dine mitzvah b'mkom b'yavamis. V'no against the bechamakom b'chol zman b'zacharim shalayim ba'azar shalach ziran. Right, that's the males. Even though the women are also included in the iser. Alavi sheikar alav b'nashim. The ikar alav is by the men being machzor her because he does the act of kiddushin, the act of marriage. But the women are obviously included in the iser. In the Yisra as well. Adrian, the Chinuch ends up by saying, the Ramban counts two losases. Two losases of Machzor Grushaso. One of Machzor Grushaso after she was married, as we know, but the Gemara in Yevamos, Dafid Aleph, learns out another halacha based on this pasuk, Acharei Asher Hu Tama'a. So the Mefarshim, the Gemara, and the Rishonim say, Hu Tama, is it really Tuma if she marries somebody in the interim? Is that Tuma? She married somebody. Why is that called Tuma? So, Chazal Darshan, there's another hint to a different type of similar situation. Not similar, but I learned that from where there was a woman, a wife that's usher, not only if she marries somebody else, but if she's mezana during marriage. A woman who's mezana has to get divorced. But not only is she that to get divorced, the Ramban counts as separate lo sase daraisa. The Rambam does not count it as a separate lo sase, but the Chinuch here mentions this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban in Mitzvah Tesvav, right, the lo sase Tesvav that he says the Rambam did not mention. Shenimna ha'isha zinsa ishto tachtav, milavo aleha od. So I'll let it be with her again. V'amar yisbarach, lo suchal ba'ala harishon asher shircha lashuv lakachta, achar asher hu tama'a, ki toeva hi lefnei Hashem. It's an abomination. The Eina Isha, says the Ramban, the Eina Isha Hamugureshes Nikres Hutama Abinisueha Laacher. Why should that be called an abomination? Why should that be called a Tuma Abinisueha? Avalamanu Mipia Shmua, but we learn, Misorak, Yachareasher Hutama Abinisueha, Hilarabo Sota Shenitma. A woman who is Mazana during marriage, Shoheinian Hulomar, Shemana Yisbarach. Shelo yuchal abal hamegarish acharei heyosel lishachel loshul lakachta v'lo achareish and not v'lo. You're not allowed to take her back after she got married to someone else, and not able to live with her after she was mezana. V'lo achareish achar hu tamaa ba'ode ishto b'yosi imoshes it's a tachtov ki toevai levanav yisbarach v'yis alen. He quotes that Gemara in Yevamos on daf yud aleph amibes. So aval harami daito berlav shebeklalos lo yibnazeh. The Rambam, he notes, did not count this, but this is the Ramban's comment. Look at the Megillas Esther. The Megillas Esther quotes the Ramban. It's Venir Ali. Shatama Ramban, Shanasan al Arav, Loma Lomana, Vahu Lefishi Darko, Shlo Limnos, Ela Achas, Belav Shebeklalos. Right? The Ramban himself says, this is maybe an all inclusive, right? Lo Sochlu al Adam. Right? Lo Sochlu al Adam, that's the classic case. The Ramban counts one mitzvah. Right, lo socha adam, you can't one mitzvah of you can't eat blood, even though there are 10 other halachas. Learned that from that pasuk. So the Ramban says maybe that's why the Ramban doesn't count it because it's a lav shebe klalos. Learned two different halachas learned out, but says the Megillas Esther what he imputes the Ramban, what the Ramban imputes to the Rambam that is based on lav shebe klalos, he does not agree with. The gamzeu lav shebe klalos shebalav echa nichlo shnei yisurim eino nachon klal. I don't think that's the pshat of the Rambam. V'zeh ki gam shehu miderech harav shal limnos b'lav shebeklalos ela achas mikom akomu maybe kol yisurim shnei repasek kahu b'mitzvah so. Even if the Rambam only counts one in the lav shebeklalos, he'll list off all the halachas in that iser. In that iser, kamo sh'asa b'sar v'dvash v'estanu mechir kelev v'zul asam. Avo b'lav zeh shekasvu b'lav shin nun vav lo kasev ela iser achloras grushaso v'lo iser ba'al ishto shezinsa. So he doesn't quote that there. I don't know why he didn't count it. So this is very unusual. Megillas Esther usually saves the day and doesn't take no for an answer and always gives a pshat for the Rambam. Here he just says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure why the Rambam doesn't mention it in this Isser. If Chazal learned it out, from here. Okay, so we saw the Chinuch that says, Roi to be Machzir, if there's nothing wrong. We know there was one time in history that there were many Machzirei Grushasams. Right, and that, of course, was in the days of the Midbar, and Amram led the charge. Really, Miriam. I remember everybody divorced their wives because they didn't want to have babies that were going to be thrown into the river. Says the Gemara in Sota in the Bavli Daf Yud Beis. Amram Gadol Adar Haya Kivan Shera'a Parah Harasha Kalabena Ya'od Arat Hashlichu. Once he saw that Parah said, "Throw the babies in the boys." Amad La Shavon Amelim. What are we doing? Amad Vegirish Ishto. Amram divorced Yocheved. Amdu Kula Vegirish Shusayim. So the Gadol Adar does that, so we have to do it too. Amrelo Bito. Miriam says, Miriam, who was a very little girl at the time, says to Amram, Abba Kasha, Xeraska, Yosemi Shaparo. Your Xer is worse than Paro's. Shaparo lo gazar ela ala zacharim. Paro only decreed on the males. Viataka zaratel zacharim ala kevas. And you are both, males and females. Paro lo gazar ela bolamazet. Paro was gazar ela mazet, that he's going to kill the babies. Viataka olamazet bolamaba. You're not even bringing them into the world. So you're taking away their olam haba. So number one, males and females. Number two, olam hazeh, olam haba. Number three, paro harasha, suffing miskayemes gzeiraso, suffing ene miskayemes. Who knows if paro's gzeira is going to be fulfilled? Atot tzadik bivadai gzeiraso miskayemes. You are a tzadik. Of course, your gzeira is going to be fulfilled. Shneimar v'sigzer v'omer v'yakim lach. So he was convinced by his daughter Amad v'hechzer es ishto. So he was machzer grushaso. Amdukulam, the Chzirus Nishosayim. So they all got up and were Machzir Grushasam. That was probably the biggest Machzir Grushaso event in history. But that's what happened. That's what happened. Machzir Grushaso. But that's what we talk about a little bit here. This Mishnah that was brought up. Okay. So says the Gemara. So we just had a parallel Machlokes. We said the man who sells the land, the Kohen, and says, I want to keep the Maisel as long as it's Lefanav. So as long as it's Lefanav, he gets it. If it was sold, it comes back. Machlokes, if he gets it. V'hatani. Now the Gemara says, second to last line of the Brisa. Kibel, talking about Yisrael. A Yisrael, Kibel, Sada, Mikohenes. What about this direction? A Bas Kohen is the owner of the field. And a Yisrael is Mekabalit. So a Maisel Shalah, the understanding is, as we'll see best in the next Mishnah also, that the owner is the one that's, the assumption is that he's going to get the chumas of the maestros. Right? So, kibo sadami kohen is the maestros shalah. What happens then if the bas kohen? Nisais li Yisrael. Right? Similar to a previous case where it was sold. But this is a little different, as we'll see. But what if this bas kohen all of a sudden marries Yisrael, so she can't get the chumas of the maestros anymore? So then cholkim and maestros, then you split it like any relationship between a landowner and a kabbalah, as we said in the first Mishnah in the parak. Nisar malonis garsha, but what if then she gets divorced or widowed. So now she's back to being a bas kohen, and she doesn't have any children, right? The Pnei Moshe adds that in. Ve'en lazera miYisrael v'choseras v'ochelas b'tshuma. She can eat tshuma now. So now, what happens? Chazal tchilasa. She goes back to what was originally, and now she's going to get all of the tshumas of the maestros. So Gemara says akasha under b'chir. B'chir says ein lo b'maestros. Right? Gemara is comparing the case where the buyer sold the land and then got it back. And here, the woman got married, and then got divorced and widowed. In both cases, do you see, you go back to what was. So here, this Brisa says, you go back to what was. So is that a kasha Rabbi Chiya who says, you don't go back to what was? Answers the Gemara, kasha machar, kasha kipel. No, you can't compare the cases. In the previous case where Rabbi Chiya was talking about, the man, the seller, sold the field. He has no connection to it. Then that person sold it. The original seller has no connection to it. Here, the owner of the field, so she got married, but she still owns the field. She's still connected. She can't eat shum anymore, but she's still connected. She's not totally out of the picture. So because she's not totally out of the picture, that's a big difference between the cases. Look at the Mara folder. Kansha machar azvada eino chosu l'tchiloso. Right, the mocher doesn't go back, according to Rabbi Chiya. Shekfar nistalik mehay sada l'gamre. He already removed himself totally. Ella calls machu biyad lokeach shia lo aisrus. But as long as the buyer has it, he has a little stake. V'yachshav shemachra lokeach v'chazev alacha ein lo b'maisrus. That he doesn't have any connection. But kan, but in the case of the marriage, she'ein zeh mechira ella nasna b'kabbalah lo yatzta meshuso l'gamre. So says the Gemara, okay, what about this brisa though? Vatani Rabbi Chiya Machra. Rabbi Chiya has a case, in the case of the Kohenes, not just a case of a Kablan, but even if she sold it. Let's say, again, a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, sold a field and said, you know, I'm going to keep the Maestros. Fine. Then she gets married. Then she gets divorced or widowed. So even in that case, the Braisa says she gets it back. So what does Reb Chiya do with that? Amar Reb Shmuel Bar Avduma. There's still a difference between the cases. Taman Yatzas Mirshu Shneim. Over there, original case, it's left the reshus of both. It's two steps away. A seller Kohen sold it to buyer one, and buyer one sold it to buyer two. So original seller and buyer one are totally out of it. That's why it's lost. Bramhacha, but in our case of the Kohenes, right, she sells it to buyer one, and buyer one still has it. She gets married, and she gets unmarried. So it's still close to her. Right, Bramhacha, Yasas Mirshus Mocher, it left her rishus, the shrus of the mocher, v'lo yasas rishus lokeach, but it didn't leave the rishus lokeach, so she got married and then didn't get married. She got unmarried with widowed or divorced, and therefore there's a big difference between the cases. Fine. Beautiful. We continue. Says the Gemara, a coin shemachar sadal Yisrael, another permutation of this case, a coin that sold the field to Yisrael, v'amarlo, amanashi yo amaisrus shelo, or sheli, as long as I want the maisrus to be mine, arba ochameshanim. For 4 or 5 years, for the first couple of years, I want them to be mine. Says the Gemara, Yachalu limchos biyado, the seller could be moche and protest that the buyer shouldn't do something that would cause the seller to lose his maestros. Shelo lita kerem, he shouldn't plant a vineyard or any fruit tree, because then the first 3 years are arlo, the fourth year is revise. He's not going to get the tribute of the maestros. So you shouldn't plant a fruit tree or a vineyard. Shelo lazar istis, you shouldn't plant dye. Dye is not either because it's not a food, or Mara Folda says, "Ein darkan lelogtan b'shana hanizra'in ela b'zov arba chameshanim." It doesn't grow in the first couple, or it grows, but the minhag is to leave it so that it gets strengthened and it really develops in the ground. Right? B'zov arba chameshanim shashrashim ispashtim ba'aretz. The roots really spread out. Umashbichan v'shor shalehen ikir tosefes v'chulu ikir. So the seller could protest that the buyer shouldn't be able to plant these things. That's going to cause him a loss. Shalot dekerem, shalot lezara, istis, shalot sosa sadekanim, not to plant reeds there. Because that's not a food, and there's no afrashus. So that's the halacha, that if a kohen sells it and says, I want it for 4 or 5 years, he could protest and make the buyer not plant these things. But shelila olam, if the condition is, I want the choice of my sister to be mine forever, then the first couple of years won't make a difference. So in yachol limchos biyado, shalot dekerem. He can't protest against that. Shelo lazar istis, or not to plant dies. Shelo lasot of sade kanim. He can't protest because eventually he'll get. Not the kanim case. That's a little tricky. That's where the Gemara gets to now. Asa uvda kumi revacha barula. That story happened. A similar case. What happened? A case where somebody planted reeds. V'chivi meitan lecha min asarte tekanya. And Rev Acha forced the buyer as a knas to give 10% of the reeds to the seller. To the seller, even though reeds aren't food and they're not chumas and meiser hafrasha abol, but still he did it as a knas because he wasn't allowed to do it. What do you mean he wasn't allowed to do it? So some say, the Ma'ariv Folda says that, and other mafarshim say that maybe Rav Acha here is arguing on the previous, right? The previous Brisa said, but if he said shali la'olam, there's a lot of plant kanim. But he's saying no! Kanim, that he's going to lose forever. He's going to lose forever. He's never going to get it because it's not a food item. And therefore, he was konis, the buyer, to give to the seller some of these, 10% of these reeds. So it's a question whether Rav Acha is actually arguing on the previous price or not. Different pshatim, we said one of the pshatim. Arla, as is discussed here, he could protest if he's supposed to get in the first couple of years, shalot the kerem, he could protest. It doesn't say here, it's talking about Arla of Eretz Yisrael or Arla of Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara tells us that Arla's Chutz La'aretz is a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Right? One of the few mitzvahs that is Ba'aretz. It's not totally Ba'aretz. Right? There's a halacha of Suffolk Arla is Mutter in Chutz La'aretz. Even though usually you say Suffolk Daraisa L'chomra by Dinim Daraisa, but by Arla, there are certain halachas that built into the system, built into the din, is Suffolk Mutter. Right, Suffolk Mamzer is mutter, Suffolk Arla is mutter. That's part of the din that was passed down. There is a question that we think we discussed in the past a while ago. How do you understand this type of this halacha Moshe Misina that Arla applies in Chutz La'aretz? Is it a new din? There's Arla of Eretz Yisrael, and then there's a new din called Arla's Chutz La'aretz, or is it an expansion of Arla's Eretz Yisrael? I thought that Arla was only in Eretz Yisrael, but now the Hakamash Mitzvah teaches me that it's not true. Arla is all over the world. All over the world. Right? That's called, in Reb Chaim's Lashonos, is it a halacha Moshim Sinai HaMechadeshes? It's telling me something new. Or is it a halacha Moshim Sinai HaMefareshes? That explains and expands a prior known definition. Reb Chaim in Hilchos Macholos Asuro says maybe that's the Rambam's machlokas with the Gaonim, whether there is Ravai in Chutz Laaretz. The Gemara only talks about Arla. What about the fourth year? Is Ravai automatic? Also or not? So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam says, Yira li, she'ein din netra ravai noi b'chutz laretz. No, no ravai. Ela ochel perishon ravi is below pidyon klau. Shelo amr ela arla. Only applies to arla. Vahoru mixas gaonim, shekerim ravai levado ponosom b'chutz laretz. Yacharkach yamutaram b'achila, ve'en ladavar ze'ikr. Some gaonim say there is kerim ravai b'chutz laretz. I don't know. But this could be... this could be the machlokas, says Reb Chaim. If you say it's expanding the prior definition, then it's maybe revised automatically. It goes with it, because it's Arla. If it's something new, then there's only something new. We only know about Arla. We don't know about Revai, and therefore it wouldn't apply. There are many other examples of this, halacha Moshe Misinai, two different types, but we will stop there, and we will continue next time.